Everything you need to know about Hinge will be covered today.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y-like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over an online dating app called Hinge, but more specifically, we're going to be going over pretty much everything. The FAQ of Hinge and any question that you might have, some facts and figures and whatnot. Before I get into all that though, I do need to tell you guys about our secret opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing our formula before. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I highly suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can check out all those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our online dating deals page and more. So let's just jump right into this huge list, and we're going to start with how to use the Hinge app. Similar to almost all online dating websites, you're going to have to download the app through the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. From here, you're going to have to provide some basic information, which includes things like your name, your age, your location, and things along the lines of that. And then after that, you're going to have to provide 6 different photos and answer 3 different question prompts, which will be displayed on your profile. From here, your activity on the app, as well as your profile and your answer to question prompts, are going to be analyzed by Hinge's algorithm, and it's going to find you people who it finds are going to be most compatible to you. And when you find somebody on the app that you like, you simply like a piece of their profile and then reply a comment to that piece of the profile and hope that they like you back. And then from there, you can freely have a conversation and set up dates with them. The next question is, what types of relationships is Hinge made for? Before joining Hinge, you should really be aware that the platform is for users who are seeking serious long-term relationships, and anybody who is looking for casual dating or hookups is not really going to find any success here at all. The next question is, what does Hinge Boost do? The Hinge Boost feature allows you to elevate your experience and presents you to more users on the app. This is, however, not a free feature, and if you can spare $10 in order to pay for a boost, then you can have a better experience on the app and get more matches at a higher frequency. The next question is, are Hinge Boost worth it? Really, this depends on person to person and case by case. However, you can utilize the app for completely free without paying a penny and find success. So unless you're a person who has been utilizing this app for quite a while and you're not really getting any matches or having great conversations and your profile is set up very nicely, then I would think that using a Hinge Boost can greatly increase your experience, although it's not necessary for everybody. The next question is, how does Hinge do most compatible? Hinge's algorithm pays close attention to what you have actually put on your profile and will find other users who have put similar things on their profile as well. And the algorithm is so smart that it even pays attention to how long you are looking at other people's profiles as well, and factors that into what type of person that you are actually interested in, and will present more users who you spend more time looking at the profile for. Before I move on to this next question, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So the next question is Hinge a safe dating app? In my personal opinion, Hinge is one of the safest dating apps out there simply because they require all of their users to have full profiles, meaning they must have 6 different profile pictures and 3 different question prompts. They also require authentication via a phone number or through Facebook as well, which is a good extra step, but really requiring people to have full profiles is such a huge deterrent to bots because typically on most other online dating websites, they don't require that, and you'll notice that all of the bot accounts have either no description, a few words for a description, and they typically have no more than 2 photos, where in Hinge it requires 6 photos and 3 different question prompts answered. So the next question is, can you tell if somebody is active on Hinge? Occasionally, when you are going through the stack of users on Hinge, you can see if they are active now, active today, or active recent. Outside of that, there's no way to really determine if a user has last been on the app for a week or if it has been a month. However, Hinge does a really good job of keeping on top of that, and if you haven't been active for a while, it will actually hide you from other users until you jump back on the app and make yourself active again. The next question is, does Hinge show your current location? location. So Hinge will actually show your location based off of your city or the neighborhood that you're in, but it won't track you whatsoever. And no way does a Hinge app ever share your live location to other users, so you can be safe in that regard. The next question is, does Hinge show incomplete profiles? And the answer to this is no, they do not show incomplete profiles. You must have 6 photos and 3 question prompts answered on your profile in order to be shown to other users. Even if you wanted to delete one of those 6 photos that you had up, you can't actually delete a photo, but you can replace a photo. The app doesn't allow you to delete a single photo off of your profile unless you replace it with something else. So while Hinge is a great online dating app choice, there are tons of online dating apps that are out there. And if you want to find out which one is best for you, I highly suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. The next question is, what are voice prompts? And voice prompts are an extremely recently added feature on Hinge that are very similar to question prompts. However, you don't answer them in writing, you answer them with audio using your phone's microphone. To put it simply, you basically speak into your phone and that is the answer to the question prompt, or you could be super creative and maybe play a song on the piano or have some creative voiceover work or something like that and really be creative with this feature. The next question is, does Hinge match physical attractiveness? And the answer to this is no, and no online dating app really does this outside of following user trends. Hinge matches users based off of personality types and the information that they input into their actual profile and utilizing an algorithm to find different types of people for you, but it isn't based off of physical looks. The next question is, how does Hinge standouts work? So Hinge Standouts is a list of users who are seemingly most compatible to you, and this list of users refreshes every 24 hours, so you are constantly finding people who are super compatible to you through this feature. The next question is, can I use Hinge on my computer? And the simple answer to this is no. Unfortunately, you cannot use a desktop version of Hinge. You can only utilize Hinge through a mobile app. The next question is, can I deactivate Hinge? And yes, just like on most other online dating websites, you can find in their menu to deactivate your account in case you don't want to be shown to other users, but are thinking about maybe showing up on the app later in time so you can reactivate your profile and pick up where you left off. The next question is, can I reset Hinge? And by this, I mean, can you really unmatch everybody and start fresh new? And there really isn't a way to do this unless you actually delete your profile and create a new one. The next best thing you can do here is that if you really just don't want to contact particular people, you can absolutely block them on Hinge, and there's no restrictions on the number of people you can block. So if it's been a while since you've been in the online dating scene, you might not know how to actually communicate with other people when you're going out on a date. But one way you can start to have great conversations is by checking out our secret opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing the formula before. So if you're looking to have better conversations, which can lead to better dates, you should definitely check out our secret opening line formula. The next question is, can you see who has screenshotted you on Hinge? And no, you actually cannot see who has screenshotted you on Hinge. Hinge does not send notifications to other users about screenshots that have happened. So of course, this works 2 ways. If you wanted to screenshot somebody's profile, that other user will never be notified. The next question is, how do Hinge preferences work? And Hinge preferences are preferences that you set for the users that you are seeking out on the app. And free users actually have access to a shorter list of preferences. And this includes things like their gender, their age, their distance, and even what their religion is. However, preferred members get an extended list of preferences that they can set. Those preferred members can set things like what their preferred height is in their partner, what their family plans are for their partner, and what their smoking and drinking habits are, and more. The next question is, can you send links on Hinge? And the answer to this is yes, you can actually send links on Hinge as well as GIFs and photos and videos and things along the lines of that when you are messaging other users within the app. Some apps really restrict the ability to do this in fear of bots and scammers, but because Hinge requires all of its users to have full profiles, that fear isn't really in existence on Hinge. The next question is, does Hinge change your location automatically? And the answer to this is actually no. While most other online dating apps will track your location if you allow them to, Hinge, even if allowed to, will not actually change its location for you unless you manually go into your Hinge app and change your location to where you are located.
dated. The next question is, how can you find somebody's profile? Well, if you're looking for somebody's specific profile, you're not really going to have an easy time finding that profile. The best way you could go about that is by changing your location to where you know where they might be and simply going through the stack until you end up finding them. However, there is no way for you to actually search for somebody's profile specifically by name or anything along the lines of that. If somebody comes up in your Hinge stack, do you come up in theirs? You may notice if you have been using the Hinge app that there is a particular user that keeps popping up on your profile that you keep passing, and Hinge is actually doing this on purpose. It thinks that you're going to be very compatible, and it's likely doing this for that other user as well. However, if it's a user that you have passed and you haven't been seeing them come up more and more, then Hinge is certainly going to think that you weren't compatible, and it uses that in their variable for their algorithm. This is going to move me on to the next one, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. Super duper appreciate it. So the next question is Hinge free? And the quick answer to this is yes, Hinge is free for you to utilize. You can match other users, create an entire profile, and have conversations without paying a penny. So this means that success can be found in the app without actually exchanging any money. However, Hinge does also offer a premium membership that you can utilize, which can give you access to more features, which includes unlimited daily likes and having a wider search and filter feature and being presented to more users on the app. The next question is, what is Hinge Preferred? And that's exactly what I was just talking about. That's the name for their premium membership. There are many different packages that you can buy for this. They all give you the same benefits. It's just that the longer the package you buy, the cheaper it's going to be on a per month basis. And it can cost as cheap as $15 per month for 6 months. The next question is, what are premium features? And as I had just said earlier, again, this includes things like having unlimited likes, having your profile shown to more users on the app, and having an extended search and filter feature when it comes to your preferences on the app. The next question is, how do I delete my Hinge account? Deleting your Hinge account is pretty simple. You can just jump into the menu on the app, scroll to the bottom, and you're gonna see delete. Just follow the steps through there, and then your account will be deleted. The next question is, how Hinge likes work? So unlike other online dating websites where you like an entire person's profile, on Hinge, it works a bit differently where you like a specific piece of their profile. And from there, you're allowed to actually leave a comment with your like as well, so that when your profile shows up in their stack or in their like section, they're going to see that you've liked them, one, but two, what you actually left as a comment, so you can have a conversation right from the get-go. The next question is, should I comment on Hinge? And the answer to this is absolutely yes. When you do like somebody's Hinge profile or the piece of their profile rather, you should 100% leave a comment every single time, and don't make it something bland like hi or hey or you look beautiful or something like that. Make it something that can be an easy to reply to conversation starter, as this is going to make you stick out among the crowd. The next question is, can I share my location with others? And you really can't share your location on this app. And the only way to go about that would be to physically DM them your address. But other than that, there's no way to accidentally share your information to another user on this app. And the next one is, what are Hinge demographics like? And you're going to find that most of the users on this app are between their 20s and 30s, and they are all looking for serious long-term relationships. In comparison to other online dating apps like Tinder, you're going to see that more of these users are college educated, and they typically have a more stable income as well. In case you find yourself having trouble getting responses from other users when you send them a first message, I highly suggest that you check out our secret opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing the formula before. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I highly suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find the necessities for those links in the bio down below, along with our online dating website deals page and more. If you guys wanted to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, we super duper appreciate it. I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya!